Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Hump Day. This is Gray Eyes Smith, and you're listening to The Art of Seduction. This is a Late Night Poets production, and we are a group on allpoetry.com called Late Night Poets, and we have anthologies available on amazon.com available for your perusing, so feel free to check those out and help support these shows. All right, that said, I'm going to go to the caller and see if we have any. All right, we do. Hello, area code 111. Is that you, Naomi?
Yeah, it's me. Oh, perusing. Hi, cool.
Yeah.
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 Good night, Jay. How are you? How are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
Oh, great, great. Looking forward to the show.
Awesome. Glad to hear your voice. Thank you for calling in. And we have one more caller. Area code 715. Is that you, Pam?
It is, yes. Hello, Gray. Hello, Naomi. Good to hear you both.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Pam. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pam. Good to be here. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Awesome.
And Merry Christmas week to everyone. Oh,
Merry
yeah.
Christmas week.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to post the first poem here, and I will give this a read. This is called All I Want for Christmas by an Innocent Bystander. All year I've been writing, compiling a list of presents for Christmas, the things that I've missed. My favorite wish, silken and airy, lingerie with a swish, like a sugar plum fairy. The time has arrived. I open the box, hoping above all else it's not woolen socks. In a glint of black satin, but skimpy and small, it's certainly not what I wanted at all. Oh, Santa, please tell me, what did I do wrong? I wanted French knickers, but you brought me a thong. End poem. He didn't get what he wanted, but I'm sure he's happy with it anyway. yeah, that was funny. Funny, but kind of sexual, sensual. His gift of French knickers was not what he received. He wanted French knickers, but he got it wrong. So, Merry Christmas, an innocent bystander. Thank you very much for sending that in. I appreciate it. And what did you think, Naomi?
Oh, yeah, so funny. Just imagine the guy's face when he unwraps that satiny black thong. a glint of black satin, but skimpy and small. It's certainly not what I wanted at all. Oh, Santa, please tell me, what did I do wrong? I wanted French knickers, but you bought me a song. So well rhymed, beautiful flow and rhythm throughout. So just an amazing, amazing piece. So funny. Bravo.
Great comment. And just to note that this show is about a contest that was produced by Lee Wildove and myself called Unwrap Your Christmas Gift for the Art of Seduction Show. And so that's what the gist of tonight's show is, as well as some poetry from another contest ran last year, and some open poetry as well. So, sorry, Pam, what did you think?
Oh, I enjoyed this one. You know, I'm not 100% sure what French knickers are, but, I do understand the disappointment of not getting what you wanted for Christmas. My favorite line, besides the humor of the end, was my favorite wish, silken and airy, lingerie with a swish like the sugar plum fairy. That's wonderful lines and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to post the next poem. And this is by our infamous Naomi. And we have a SoundCloud for her, so we'll play that. Okay, here we go.
Unwrapping you like an unexpected gift. Peeling away your red ribbons and silvery bows. Ever so gently exploring their scintillating colors, satiny textures with utmost care in a tender, sacred dance of my fingers, letting each tiny wisp of your apple, cinnamon flavors drip in pearly, feathery dewdrops upon my hot, baked flesh. Each particle of you stroking my skin into cherry blossomed flesh, imprinting itself upon my throbbing arched body as your thirsty lips and tongue drink from the holy grail of my quivering, dampened depth, spread out by the hearth warmth, licking our nakedness in between the mystical spaces where ebb meets flow in glistening folds of ivory tides, drowning in thrashes and moans as waves of verse and rhyme wash over us, my every molecule taking you in, salty, sweet, in utmost mouth-watering fusion, whisking me out to sea as I soar on your shattering shutters, roaring my name.
Woohoo, that was scintillating. Amazing read, and what a powerful poem. You know, you really brought the art of unwrapping your gift beautifully. You know, you have such depth and passion, you know, emanating from this rite. It's just beautiful. I felt like I was there watching all this and, you know, kind of blushed.
I went and pranked myself.
Yeah. that was just a powerful rite, you know, definitely mouth-watering and, you know, whisking me out to sea as I soar on your shattering shoulders, roaring my name. Just a beautiful poem, Naomi, well written and well read.
Thank you.
What did you think?
Thank you, Greg.
What did you think, Pam? Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought, holy moly macaroni, that is hot stuff. You know, honestly, I kept watching the studio in case Gray accidentally dropped his phone. And but, yeah, this is an amazing sensual rite. I love the seductive tone that you read it in. Brilliant imagery and metaphors throughout. I really like letting each tiny wisp of your apple cinnamon flavors drip in pearly feather dewdrops upon my hot baked skin. And then as your thirsty lips and tongue drink from the holy grail of my quivering dampened depth spread out by the hearth warmth licking our nakedness. Absolutely wonderful line, beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. That was a beautiful comment. Okay, Pam, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Absolutely. I would be happy to. This is Small and Shiny by Ruby 2446. Small and neat and perfectly wrapped, gold foil and red ribbon, Christmas Eve you told me to look inside, a card with a picture of you, and the words, I give myself to you, I am yours, heart, soul, and body, yours to unwrap to find the treats I hold for you. This Christmas and forever, yours for keeps. Unwrap me, please. Open my mind and see what makes me tick. Touch my body as it beats with love for you. Hold my body. Drink from my well of love. Discover my fantasy starring you. This is a gift I love giving. Please enjoy all it offers. Love you. I just stood there and tears filled my eyes. I knew I loved you for a long time, but that moment I could have died happily in your arms. Well, not really. There were a million and one other things I wanted to do in your arms, wanted you to do to me. The fire crackled, a thousand fairy lights twinkled, bubbly slipped down easily. I opted to unwrap the body offered. The mind could wait for another night. We danced and laughed, holding, touching, teasing, firing innuendo, cheeky flirting, unwrapping slowly, clothes slipping to heap on the floor. With lips locked, we lay down on the soft rug near the hearth, shadow of flames dancing on skin as fingers traced over limbs and scribed love poems on torsos, tickles and massages and kisses all over, romantic bodies entwined, not easily seen. Where one ended, the other began. From relaxed, rising to a crescendo of hot and steamy in the shadows of the dying embers. In the early hours, we fell into bed and slept in each other's arms until 8 on Christmas morning. Traditional time for unwrapping, so further exploration of my gift was offered, and I hungrily accepted. Nobody, not even Santa on his best day, had gifted me anything comparable to my lover, the best Christmas gift ever. Unwrapping will last a lifetime. End poem.
Well, that was a beautiful read, Pam. And I love the poem. You know, it really goes into the art of giving oneself as a gift to somebody else, and you know, having a lifetime to unwrap that gift is a beautiful thing. So I thought it was very loving, very sensual, very deep and powerful poem. What did you think, Naomi? Hello, Naomi?
Are you on mute, Naomi?
Oh, yes. Commenting away. I just love this. Unwrap me, please. Open my mind and see what makes me tick. I really like that part, you know, of opening, unwrapping the mind as well as the body. But I mean, the last parts, oh my gracious, you know, the soft rug near the hearth, shadows of flames dancing on skin, of fingers traced over limbs and scribed love poems on torsos. That's so beautiful right there, those lines. And, you know, all through to the end, the whole thing was just amazingly well written. You know, Ruby can really write sensual poetry. She's an amazing, talented writer. I enjoy her writes every time. This is just so, so wonderfully well written and so sensual. So a very great write for tonight. Bravo, Ruby.
Thank you, Naomi. And Pam, you read it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is wonderful. I love how it's a message of the giving of yourself to a lover as a gift. And as you mentioned, Gray, it is particularly beautiful that the ending with the unwrapping that will last a lifetime. And I, too, like the part where it mentions the unwrapping of the mind. But the line that made me smile was, oh gosh, here, let me see if I can find it. Oh gosh, darn it. Oh, here we go. It was this one where it says, I opted to unwrap the body offered. The mind could wait for another night. I mean, that was a wonderful line. Very cool and very well done.
Thank you, Mom. Great comment. Okay, so I've got the next write-up, and this is by Poeta de Cabra, and it's called My Xmas Gift. Merry Xmas, Santa. Come spend the night with me. I'm waiting for you under the Christmas tree. Ready for you, Santa, in my skimpy nightgown. Been a while, Santa. Promise not to let you down. Every year you have to be at everyone's beck and call. Spend a half an hour here. It'll be your best present of all. Park reindeer in the sleigh up near my chimney. Be a sweetheart, Santa, and make sweet love to me. Don't be scared, Santa, because I'm a spinster. Only want you for Xmas, nothing really sinister. I'll have the music on. We'll get the house a-rockin'. Please, oh dear Santa, come fill up my stocking. Made a little bed for us right under the Christmas tree. Santa only comes once a year. Might as well be with me. Having you for Xmas is actually at the top of my list. Please make love to me and fulfill my every last wish. So Park Rudolph and his mates pull out the landing gear, sneak down my old chimney, and fill my night with cheer. You are a busy man, Santa. I know that is true. But please come and enjoy the gift I have for you. End poem. And, you know, that was fantastic. I like the idea of offering yourself as a gift to Santa under the Christmas tree and, you know, having the one night that he comes be with you. So this is a fantastic, right? And I like the way he could put himself into the woman's perspective and present that view. So just beautifully written. And thank you, Poeta, for entering our contest. What did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, I actually laughed out loud at this line, you know, made a little bed for us right under the Christmas tree. Santa only comes once a year, might as well be with me. You know, the double meaning there of coming made me laugh. You know, this is so well rhymed all the way through. You know, I there's so many parts of it that I really, really liked. It just so creative and so cleverly written throughout. Amazing, you know, the idea of being this old spinster and just waiting for Santa to come so that she could make out with him. Yeah, you're a busy man. I know that is true. Please come, but please come and enjoy the gift I have for you. You know, wonderfully creative again, as I said, Poeta de Cabra, and amazingly written.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
This was definitely a fun and clever sensual write with great humor. You know, it's definitely a better offering and in less calories than milk and cookies. And, I like this all the way through, but I really like, I'll turn the music on. We'll get the house a-rocking. Please, oh, please, dear Santa, come fill up my stocking. And also, Park Rudolph and his mates pull out the landing gear, sneak down my old chimney, and fill my night with cheer. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. Thank you. We have the next poem up. This is by Poetic Picasso, and he has a SoundCloud. I will play that.
My begin to unwrap your voluptuous nudity from head to toe, unloosing every thread of your skimpy garments, with my central fingers caressing your exotic skin, till I remove the nylon stocking from your smooth legs. You are fully enraptured in the seduction of my titillating foreplay, as you feel my firm hands grasping your sexy thighs, and my kisses drench your neck with erotic moisture. I make your toes curl from the heat of my body. Your inner lips begin to shiver with every monthly stroke. I pour drops of cool wine over your excited bosom, yearning to be gradually nibbled and licked. And you release the evening jingle of a lustful orgasm. So very naughty you have been, my dear. Come sit on my lap and tell me your sinful secrets. How much you enjoy the taste of candy canes and play with them in your mouth. Ho, ho, ho.
Beautiful read, Frank. And that was definitely an erotic and sensual poem right from the beginning. You know, I see so many contest, you know, subjects here for art of sensuality, like unloosing every thread of your skimpy garments, and then you are fully enraptured in the seduction of my titillating foreplay. And then I make your toes curl from the heat of my body, and your inner lips begin to shiver with every manly stroke. You know, there's just so many fantastic contest stanzas in here. Come and sit on my lap and tell me your sinful secrets, how much you enjoy the taste of candy canes and play with them in your mouth. Just a beautiful poem, and very well read, Frank. And what did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, that's my name. very, very sensual. Hot, 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 Frank. My gracious, you went to the candy canes again. You went there. How much you enjoy the taste of candy canes and play with them in your mouth. Ho, ho, ho. And then come sit on me. Sit on me. Come sit on my lap and tell me your sinful secrets. That's so erotic when you tell each other's sinful secrets. But some guys don't want to know your sinful secrets unless it's all about them. just amazing, right, all through, you know, the way he uses all the body parts throughout the poem is really amazing. well done, Frank. Very, very sensual piece.
Thank you, Naomi. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is definitely muy caliente. You know, all the way through, as you said, Gray, it's a wonderfully erotic write. I like the whole vibe of the undressing. And, let's see, some of my favorite parts were, you are fully enraptured in the seduction of my titillating foreplay. And what else here? Of course, the ending with the mention of the candy canes and you're sitting on the lap and come sit on my lap and tell me your sinful secrets. how much you enjoy the taste of candy canes and yearning to be gradually nibbled and licked. They're just a wonderful buildup of intensity and a great look at foreplay. So excellent write and very well done.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Pam. And, okay, so I'm going to grab the next right here. I'm going to post this to the group. And if you wouldn't mind giving this a read, please, Naomi.
Okay, by Betty Page. I'll unravel you, sweet. Oh, promising, promising. All tied up in bows, silky smooth, cherry satin, caressing you, sweet. Dreamily drifting, my eyes roll back, so amazed while you enchant me. Cozy warm flannels rolling across the floor as one, I succumb to you. Wickedly, my love, I'll unravel you so sweet. Gazing in your eyes, taste you on my tongue, hints of cinnamon delight, excite, erotic, twirl round candy canes, entwined all so perfectly, smitten by your kiss, sip up my champagne, soft pink, glistening, bubbly, dream me all night, end poem.
Absolutely beautiful read. And she says in her author's note, she said, tied up in bows, all I want for Christmas is my muse, Neve Mistletoe, alone, tied up naked so I can unravel him and show his mind and blow his mind. And yeah, that was a beautiful poem. I liked it a lot. It was definitely deeply engaging and endearing. I mean, you can picture all this as she unwraps the bows, silky smooth, cherry chatting, caressing you sweet, dreamily drifting, my eyes roll back, so amazed while you enchant me. And, you know, you can feel her passion and her desire in her poetry. So just a beautiful poem and well read. Thank you, Naomi. Pam, what did you think?
This is amazing imagery. It's a essential rite that's beautiful. It's delicious. I always enjoy and appreciate her short, impactful lines. I really like wickedly, my love, I'll unravel you so sweet, gazing in your eyes, taste you on my tongue, hints of cinnamon delight, excite, erotic. Beautiful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And what did you think, Naomi?
Oh, yeah, I'm with Pam. This is delicious. you know, because she mentioned sweet a lot, you know, so it's so sweet, sensually sweet. Yeah, I just enjoyed, you know, her unraveling her sweet. this is, you know, taste on you on my tongue, hints of cinnamon delight, excite, erotic, twirl round candy canes entwined all so perfectly, smitten by your kiss. And then the champagne at the end there, just a, you know, wonderful touch. Just beautifully written all through. Bravo, Betty Page.
Thank you, Naomi. That was a wonderful comment. Okay, so I'm going to post the next poem, Pam, if you wouldn't mind giving this a read, please.
I would be happy to. All right. All I Need by L.G. Mace. I carry that photo of you around in my back pocket. Sweet thoughts of you and more passionate set me off like a rocket. Tender thoughts of you and I entwined by the fire. You light a fire in me hotter than any cool desire. Holding each other up on the skating rink, catching you before to the icy surface you sink. The picture of you sticks to me like a second skin. I find my thoughts of you wrapped in blankets of desires, then if I ever lost that photo, I'd be a bluer than blue, because even though mistletoe is helpful, all I need, kiss, kiss, is you and poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I like the poem, you know. This picture takes her back to sweet thoughts and more passionate and sending her off like a rocket. You know, a picture says 1,000 words, and obviously these words were very sensual and passionate for LG, so just a beautiful and well read. Thank you, Pam. What did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, there's so many. Yeah, I really like this, you know. When he catches her, like holding each other up on the skating rink, catching you before to the icy surface, you sink. You know, that's so much, something so much, so romantic about that, you know, skating along with a loved one hand in hand, especially when one of them is not too great at skating and, you know, and you're kind of, you know, always hugging them to yourself so that they don't fall. There's just that romanticism that surrounds that whole imagery there that he used. And then at the end, you know, wrapping them in find my thoughts of you, wrap me in a blanket of desirous sin. That's amazing too. But all I need, you know, carrying that photo around in his back pocket. So such a sweet and tender and beautiful write all through.
Thank you, Naomi. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is wonderful. I like how this one, I have to agree with Naomi, is it's romantic, it's tender, it's very heartfelt in the idea of thinking about being there, being with somebody who really means something to you. But it also has its passion in it. Like, you light a fire in me hotter than any cool desire, or, you know, being the line about wrapped in blankets of desirous sin. So wonderful write and very well done.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Pam. Okay, I've got the next write-up. This is by Blue Leader 1, and it's called Raga. What is true? You lie to me. You lie to me with your existence. You lie to me with you, with existence. You lie to me with glances, with dark hair and shaped brows. You lie to me with the curve of your throat, with your sweet tongue, with your sensual lips, with your seductive eyes. You lie to me with your engaging smile, with the sway of your slow hips that moves my earth. Where lies rain and flow, a torment of lies into a river, to a lake of lies whose depth is beyond measure. And I, this is... Sorry, I'm out. Yep, my door here.
Oh, sounds like somebody has a barking opinion.
The dog ate somebody.
Hi, sorry.
Yeah. That's the thing with dogs. They're like children. They don't always stay quiet when you need them to.
No, exactly. Okay, so I'm going to start this over. This is by Blue Deer 1, and it's called Raga. What is true? You lie to me. You lie to me with you, with existence. You lie to me with glances, dark hair, and shaped brows. You lie to me with the curse of your throat, with the curve of your throat, you, with your sweet tongue, with your sensual lips, with your seductive eyes. You lie to me with your engaging smile, with the sway of your slow hips that move my earth, where lies rain and flow, a torrent of lies into a river, a lake of lies whose depth is beyond measure. And I, this is what is true for me. I want to die by your lies. Tear me, slash me, stab me with lies. I want to die with your lies on my lips. A kiss so full of mass, full at mass death. I want to die. Your lies fill in my ears. Honey will pour out. Die, your eye lies on my eyes. A vision of my most perfect world. My last true sight. Till will be the lie that is you. I implore you, kill me and never swear to me. Never let me know the truth. End poem. And yeah, I liked it. You know, it's definitely haunting and beautiful at the same time. You know, you're haunted by the lies and the beauty that it brings those lies to you. And you never want to be told the truth. So I liked it a lot. So beautifully written. And thank you for sharing, Blue Leader. Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like this, you know, a dark sensual right. You lie to me with glances, with dark hair and shaped brows. You lie to me with the curve of your throat, with your sweet tongue, with your sensual lips, with your seductive eyes. You lie to me with your engaging smile, with the sway of your slow hips that moves my earth. That's so beautiful, that part. But, you know, all through, you know, when she goes in, he goes in to tear me, slash me, stab me with lies. I want to die, your lies on my lips. And then all through, you know, swear to me, never let me know the truth at the end. You know, just an amazing write, a very powerful write, you know, like a cry, like a roar. Amazingly well written.
Beautiful comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
I thought this was really wonderful. It's a beautiful, dark, sensual rite, but I think it also speaks on the idea of how men oftentimes enjoy, and even women enjoy this too, when there's that extra effort put in with, you know, looking good and being sensual and, you know, having that mystery, you know, like you don't need to see everything on the first date necessarily. I have to say, in my opinion, the biggest group lie women have ever told men was when the push-up bra was in fashion in the 90s. God, you remember those things, Naomi?
Yeah.
We all cleaved up to our chins and we took the ball
down.
Yeah. We like flopped
out. Oh, my gracious. So uncomfortable. So uncomfortable.
And all those men thinking that we just had breasts that just floated that high up.
They didn't have
no, this is absolutely beautiful. And I love the intensity of it. And I, this is what is true for me. I want to die by your lies. Tear me, slash me, stab me with lies. I want to die your lies on my lips. The lying kiss so full, it masks death. Beautifully written lines and very well done.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Pam. All right. I've got the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind reading that, please, Naomi.
Okay, this is another one by Ruby. Mixologist and mistletoe. The martinis could have been shaken or stirred. They slipped down nicely, helped by the sexiest mixologist ever, young and fit and gorgeous eye candy. The more martini I drank, the better he looked. Even between drinks, I was chatting to him. My still on inebriated brain cells were in sassy mode. Quick-witted banter was flying, not short in innuendos. He gave as good as he got. Music played, the room twinkled with lights. Trees stood majestic in the window, lots of food and drink, a proper Christmas party. I knew I looked well in leather trousers, knee-high boots, camisole top, and silk throw. Fairy light earrings, flashing traffic light signals. I wished right then they would stay on green, giving him the go-ahead and no doubtful amber or stop signs. I started to sway on the spot, close my eyes, and let the music take over. Minutes later, I felt warm hands on my waist. I opened my eyes to his big brown pools of honey chocolate, drawing my body into the contours of his. He moved us with the makeshift bar to the door, looking up, saying there are enough berries on that mistletoe to last us until New Year, starting now. Cupping my chin, locking his eyes on mine, his lips brushed gently at first, then sealed. I literally melted against his chest as he stole words and breath from my mouth. Martinis and mistletoe, the perfect Christmas cocktail. End poem.
Beautiful read, Naomi. And I like the poem. You know, you felt like you were sitting in the corner of this bar watching this go down, and how exotic and sensual it was, very passionate and deep. I liked the poem throughout, and you did a beautiful read on it, Naomi. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I thought this was a beautiful, just a fun and delightful, sexy Christmas rite. I love the phrase mixologist and mistletoe, and the idea of having your drinks mixed by that sexy someone. And, you know, it's really a wonderful story right all the way through, but the imagery of fairy light earrings flashing traffic light singles. I wished right then they were stay on green, giving him the go-ahead, no doubtful amber or stop sign. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I zoomed in right on that, the same part as Pam there with her earrings. I thought that was really, really, really clever, you know, that she put them as flashing traffic light signs. But, you know, it's a wonderful tale all the way through, cleverly crafted. You know, there's a lot of imagery in here, details. And you know, as we move to the end, you know, the way he just, you know, moves her under the, you know, moves her to the, from the makeshift bar to the door, under the mistletoe, cupping her chin and kissing her. I literally melted against his chest as he stole words and breath from my mouth. That's so beautiful. So amazing right here by Ruby. So well done. Bravo.
Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. Okay, I've got the next poem up. This is by Fill My Eyes and Laurent Yvonne. And it has a SoundCloud, so I'll play that.
It's called Oh Heavens, Dear Santa. Ho, 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 I said through my beard, shaking my finger as she cautiously neared.
Dear Santa, where should I begin? May I sit on your lap? I said with a grin.
Don't give me that. I know you've been naughty, flirtatious and sexy, at times a bit haughty.
But my dear Santa, what do you mean? What have they told you? What have you seen?
Enough to say you've walked a fine line, a bad girl each moment, time after time. There was Billy and Joel, Spence and Jean-Pierre. You had them all drooling, made them all stare.
Oh, Santa, dear Santa, I think you're mistaken. Billy and Joel are just easily shaken. Spence and Jean-Pierre are a whole nother story. They saw me swim naked in all of my glory.
Well, what about Albert, Joseph, and John? Soon I'll lose count of your carryings on. Not to mention Freddy. Ready, Freddy, you said. Always prepared to hop into your bed.
My Santa, that's enough about me. Remember last Christmas, how I filled you with glee? I still have the nightie he left under my bed. You'd see me next year. That is what you said.
And next year is here. I have your surprise. If memory serves, it's just the right size. I pulled it out proudly, took the utmost of care, wrapped it, tagged it, Kel Bella Fair.
Oh, heavens, dear Santa, I must truly agree. There's nothing better than when you're here with me. Now let me unwrap it and give it a try. It's just what I wanted. Oh, my, my, my.
What a fantastic collab. You know, their reading was impeccable, and the whole storyline is great. You know, ho, 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 I said Santa through my beard, shaking my finger as she cautiously reared. Dear Santa, where should I begin? May I sit on your lap? I said with a grin. Don't give me that. I know you'd be naughty, flirtatious, and sexy, at times a bit haughty. And then he goes on to describe her would-be lovers and all of their interactions, and then finally ending with those two, you know, unwrapping her gift. And there's nothing better than when you're here with me. Now let me unwrap it and give it a try. It's just what I wanted. Oh, my, my, my. Beautiful read and an excellent poem, you two. Wow. A great job. And what did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, I just, the first time I heard this, oh my gracious. You know, this is so, so neat. Oh, it's so cool. You know, all the, when he mentions all the guys. There was Billy and Joel, Spence and Jean-Pierre. You had them all drooling. You made them all stare. And then she's there, oh, no, no. I mean, I'm making all these excuses. And, you know, and then he keeps mentioning other guys and other guys and other guys. This is so neat. Just a wonderful, wonderful collaboration between Phil and Laurent. You know, their two voices just fit amazingly. And so well written all the way through. And so captivating. Oh, my gracious, I was there, you know, just listening to their voices, you know, line after line, just wanting to know how the whole thing would unfold. Just amazing.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, I like this one. It's fun. I enjoy the back and forth, the humor in it. And it's so sexy and so humorous. I really like this all the way through, but especially don't give me that. I know you've been naughty, flirtatious, and sexy at times, a bit haughty. And then the other one, this one, Spence and Jean-Pierre are a whole nother story. They saw me swim naked in all of my glory. You know, and all the way through, just fun lines and the, you know, ooh, heavens, dear Santa, I must truly agree. There's nothing better than when you're here with me. Awesome lines and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. Okay, Tamara, I've got yours up next, if you wouldn't mind.
All right. Here we go. This is Christmas Witch, and it goes like this. I'm your sexy Christmas witch, bringing gifts and treats, love that's gonna heat you up, and kisses oh so sweet. I'm your sassy Christmas witch, I'd like to tease and flirt. Sing to me some Christmas carols, you can peek beneath my skirt. I got for you a sugar cookie with some tasty dripping glaze that you can lick lavishly throughout the holidays. I'm your festive Christmas witch, ready to misbehave. We can take turns playing the role of naughty Yuletide slave. Honey, I'm your Christmas witch. I plan to make you beg and plead until me riding your candy cane is your only want and need. End poem.
Wow, man. That was fun. Anybody's Christmas witch in this poem, and you know, it's definitely hot and passionate. I'm your sassy Christmas witch. I like to tease and flirt. Sing to me some Christmas carols. You can peek up my skirt. Yeah, beautiful written. humorous but sexy at the same time. That's a good combo. Beautifully done, Pam. Excellent read, excellent write. And I really like riding your candy cane. That was great. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, I agree. This is just so mischievously, deliciously fun and sensual and so sexy. I got for you a sugar cookie with some tasty dripping glaze that you can lick lavishly throughout the holidays. honey, I'm your Christmas wish. I plan to make you beg and plead until me riding your honey cane is your only want and need. You went naughty, 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 fam. And this is, you know... And, you know, it's so fits that prompt there, that picture, too, you know, the witch on the candy cane. But, you know, your rhythm and your rhyme is so spot on, as usual. But, you know, it's just such a fun, delightful, enchanting, and, like I said, deliciously sexy right all through. So cleverly written, Pam, and... Such a wonderful imagination you have. So amazing.
Thank you so much.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And I'd like to welcome Liu Wildove to the show. Hello, Liu.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hi, Liu.
And I am... They're not calling me Travesa tonight, Pam. Where's that crown? Do you know what Travesa means?
Nope.
So. Means naughty, Pam. Means naughty. You got the naughty crown tonight. It's not me. And I have definitely not me. Okay, you know, I didn't get to hear all of your poem that was read, but just hearing the last two stanzas was just like, bam, you know. And I did tell you in your comment, now I know why the candy cane sold out of the store I went to visit today, because Pam is writing them all. Oh, man. I shall never look at a candy cane again the same, especially with that last stanza that Naomi read. Honey, I'm your Christmas witch. I plan to make you beg and plead until me writing on your candy cane is your only want and need. Travesa. I do. You got me coughing, girl.
Oh, man. Delicious poem, Pam.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'd like to welcome Frank, a.k.a. Poetic Picasso, to the show. Hello, Frank.
Okay, you have to tell Pam. Yo no soy la travesa esta noche. Eres Pam. That's Pam.
Yeah, well, the reason why I called in was I had to call in Pam. I just had to call in. This was what am I contaminating people now? Candy canes now. I see that I'm inspired.
Yeah. And a lot of fun to be had with candy canes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see. Fantastic poem. I thought you did a fantastic job there. You always have a creative, innovative type of sensuality. You throw in your wit and your humor to it, but underneath all of that, there is a naughty version of you as well there, Pam. So you can always misbehave from time to time. Yeah, there you go. I would say so on this poem. Traviesa. There's a song after. If you're not familiarized, really quick, there is a song called Traviesa, but I'll let you discover that one there, Pam. You can always look for that one.
There you go. Well, thank you, friend.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great comments, everybody. Okay, Liu, I wouldn't mind if you read the most emotional epiphany, please.
I'll hang up for a bit here.
Okay, that'd be fantastic. Travieso.
Yeah.
Okay. Kiss Me by Emotional Epiphany. Kiss me passionately under the mistletoe. Miraculous healing twigs of love and peace. Recuperating pain sensations. Brigus fallen tears amidst the oval-shaped evergreen foliages turned into a beautiful translucent berry, as if crystal balls of holly desires hang on high spaces lest dreams of my flapping wistful heart. I, at the season of cold winter blue, kiss me under the mistle boughs as if my wishes would grow on the branches and infuse infinite hope into my life's tiresome monotonous windless summit. Least I would carry forward the euphoric nostalgia of excitement and inimitable joy of being loved. Beneath the magical mistletoe, an exotic flamboyant experience, too intimate and intense to be expressed or explained only would be treasured till the next saltus hours of rejuvenescence in poem.
Beautifully read, Pam. I mean, Lee, excellent read. And
okay.
I like to...
Pam's a good reader, too.
Yeah,
you've been drinking, great.
They're both traviesas.
Yeah.
Sí.
And,
y me gusta.
I like the poem, you know, Kiss Me. It really captures the passion that is felt under the mistletoe as somebody, you know, engages in a kiss with you. And an exotic, flamboyant experience, too intimate and intense to be expressed or explained, only would be treasured till the next winter solstice hours of rejuvenescence. Yeah, a wonderful poem, beautifully read, Liu. And what did you think, Naomi?
Oh, yes, I really like this. You know, kiss me under the magic boughs as my wishes would grow on its branches and infuse infinite hope into my life's tiresome, monotonous, windless summit, lest I would carry forward the euphoric nostalgia of excitement and illimitable joy of being loved. You know, just a wonderfully... wonderful flow all through this poem, beautifully written with loving sentiments of such longing, you know, to be kissed and to be loved here. So beautiful, right?
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Pam, are you back? No. Louie, what did you think of the poem that you read?
Well, you know, not only was it beautiful where she was talking about the season, you know, that we see this beautiful plant grow, and then how we take it and we, you know, put it up in certain places wherever we are so that the person that we love will kiss us, you know, that excitement of two people standing under mistletoe, you know, kissing and, you know, thinking of love and heat. And, you know, and she talks about the sensations and, you know, just the beauty of everything and that her wishes grow on this beautiful plant. So it was a lovely, lovely poem.
Beautiful comment, Lee. Thank you. And Frank, what are your thoughts?
I thought it was a fantastic poem, very romantic. Essentially, the poem describes everything what that kiss should be. You know, I have no idea. I'm getting even more fascinated with this whole notion of the kiss under the mistletoe. I've never had one. Now, the more that I've read these poems and heard these poems, I'm more intrigued by the whole notion. But I thought the poem was just magnificent.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Okay. Pam, are you back? No. Okay,
I didn't hear if Naomi commented. Did she comment or did I not hear her?
She's
yes.
The board. She said she'd be back on the board, BRB.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, she said, yeah, okay. Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, so I'm posting the next poem there, and this is by Poetic Picasso, and he has a recording.
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go.
I'll whisper a lustful carol, jingle your bells and ruffle your excited wet reef. Come down slowly your chimney tonight and stir it. This sensual Santa Claus is coming to your town. I'll nibble on your sugar plums with the icing of Jack Frost. I'll ignite your deepest desires, lighten up your Christmas tree, heat up your wintry wonderland as you undress my sack of goodies. I'll take you to see the farthest edge of the climactic North Pole. 'Tis the season for you to be jolly, swirling eggnogs and candy canes. You can be my voluptuous vixen while I guide you with my passion. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows in the moon under the tempting winds of our blustering blizzard of kisses. Tonight there is no silent night. I'll make you moan. Oh, holy night. If you have been really naughty, I'll let you ride in that seductive sleigh. All night after, I take off your sexy stockings and make you shiver. I'll be that unwrapped present laid under the Christmas tree, naked. I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice. I'm gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. ho, 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 ho. End of poem.
Beautiful read, Frank. And such a passionate and sensual poem. You know, I think every lady wants Santa Claus to come visit her at Christmas time.
Well, I have to say one thing. When she sent me a message, I believe it was yesterday, about this poem, I didn't even remember this poem too much. And she asked me to for permission for this. I said, of course. I mean, but then I told her about I had a song called I'd Remove the Original. But she said she had it already stored, you know, so I was deeply surprised, but I'm very much appreciative of this poem. It makes me think about, you know, she inspired me to do this poem. So a contest there, which was a prompt, which was not, and I know it, that was a prompt that I wrote it for back then.
Well, you did a beautiful job of writing that. And, you know, your read was spot on, very sensual and erotic.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and, you know, who knows who's naughty or nice but Santa Claus. So, you know, you're going to make a list and check it twice. That's for sure. Your Santa Claus is coming to town.
Keep it with a prompt there. You know, Gray, you can imagine what he's thinking about looking at that prompt there.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
Two reindeers there.
Beautiful read. Beautiful write and an excellent read, Frank.
I appreciate that.
Bravo. Bravo, Frank. And Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, yeah, this is really hot all the way through, Frank. I remember this write so vividly. You know, I just love the lines, tonight there is no silent night. I'll make you moan. Oh, holy night. I just love that. But, you know, all through, just amazing, you know. As you undress my sack of goodies, I'll take you to see the farthest edge of the climatic North Pole. You know, you always have these such amazing metaphors, you know, in your rights, you know, that just bring you to the edge. You know what you're talking about, but you're not, you know, vulgar, or, you know, you're just spot on there with your metaphors every single time, and just so creative and so intelligently and cleverly written.
I would hope that I'd at least take you on this poem to the North Pole there, with this poem there, Naomi.
I think you melted all the snow, Frank. Not
I have.
Thank you for that comment, Naomi. Great comment. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, definitely muy caliente all the way through. I have to say that if the real Santa said ho, ho, ho the way Frank does, I would invite him to slide down my chimney. I really like 'tis the season for you to be jolly, swirling eggnogs and candy canes. You can be my voluptuous vixen while I guide you with my passion. And then the lines after that, tonight there will be no silent night. Wonderful lines all the way through, and very well done.
Well, you remember I was an altar boy at one time. I used to sing a silent night.
That's hard to imagine.
Well, that's why I began. I went from Silent Night to Holy Night. There you go now.
Oh, yeah.
I graduated there.
Great job, Frank. Thank you, Pam.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Lee, what are your thoughts?
Oh, you know, this was just so delicious. I actually, it didn't affect me until he got to the second part, which, you know, now with all these contests, I'm going to have issues looking at candy canes and fruit. I nibble on the sugar plums. With the icing of Jack Frost, I'll ignite your deepest desires, lighting up your Christmas tree, heat up your wintry wonderland, exactly melting all the snow, as you undress my sack of goodies. So now we know what you had under that long cloth there, Frank. And I'll take
well,
you to the furthest edge of the climatic North Pole. Aye, aye.
Well, I'll have to pick you up on the sled as well on my way on Christmas Eve. I'll take it to the North Pole as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great read. Excellent, right, Frank? And thank you for
thank
your
you
comment, Lee.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That, thanks.
Yeah, so I've got the next poem up. This is called Kissing Under the Mistletoe, and it's by Bookworm Dave. December came. The snow was early. The train was not. Her name was Gabriella. Her scent was Liz Claiborne. A lovely dress she wore, dark blue. I wore a nice sweater and white turtleneck. My scent was polo. Finals were over for both of us, and we were alone in the train station. As the muffled announcement was made, the eastbound train to New York is delayed 6 hours. We had time to kill, or in our case, get acquainted. She said in a playful way, "My name is Gabriella." She knew I had not forgotten her name, as I said mine. "Do you believe in love at first sight?" "Yes," I said. She whispered in my ear, "Sweet sounds of I do too." It's early Christmas, and I did not even think of anything else, but she changed my thinking. Maybe we can go someplace. As we found the luggage room, we told the ticket agent that we were going for a walk in the cold. "Yes, it's better than this stuffy room," we giggled. He knew full well. Our walk, we got to know each other. She was getting off in the city. I was getting off at Metro Park. We found a room, kissing each other, tasting her sweet lips. Never had I experienced such sweetness. She purred in my ear as she revealed her silky white lingerie, her soft breasts now aroused. Each step was met with her lips sweetly whispering, "Yes, my love, please do not stop." As I was a novice, she was my teacher, although she told me she too was a novice. As we found each other's mark with lipstick stains, purple and red on our necks and bodies, she once again purred. We left marks, giggling at our exploration. The train will be here soon, and we're nearly naked as we got dressed. The agent asked if I wanted a sleeper car. We did, and he gave it to us gratis. Giddy and smiling, saying to each other, he had to hear us. We did not care. In fact, we spent so much time making love, we did not know the time. And in a few minutes, the train arrived. We were directed to our space. Dinner would be at 8, 4 hours from now. We have 4 hours. We locked the door, disrobing and kissing with more love and intensity as the purple and red marks kept appearing, with lipstick all over my neck, face, and chest. We made love the whole ride, with meal breaks and a fond farewell. Good night, my sweet Gabby, till we meet again, maybe. Wow, that was a heck of a train trip, for sure. You know, I really enjoyed the poem. Well,
non-stop, indeed.
Yeah, it was a great flow. And, you know, this chance encounter made for a memorable Christmas trip. So just a beautiful poem and excellent write. And thank you, Bookworm Dave. You did a great job. All right, what did you think, Naomi?
I loved this all through. I remember this write too. I love how he goes into the little details, and like her scent was Liz Claiborne. You know, the how she was dressed. My scent was Polo, and then you know the whole tale of the acquaintance. You know, the description of the stuffy room, the luggage room, and, you know, just a vivid description of the lovemaking there, you know, as she revealed her silky white lingerie and her soft breath now aroused. Each step was met with her sweet lips sweetly whispering, "Yes, my love, please do not stop." You know, just amazing writing all the way through. Awesome, awesome tale told. Yeah, like you said, a hell of a train ride. Bravo, bravo, Bookworm Dave, on this write.
Thank you, Naomi. That was a wonderful comment. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a wonderful sensual story write. I really like how it is about that chance encounter where things get really heated. I particularly like she purred in my ear as she revealed her silky white lingerie and her soft breast now aroused. And the part where it was she was my teacher. All the way through, I mean, it's just a wonderful story, right? Nice buildup of sensuality and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Great comment. And Liu.
You know, I agree with everybody's comment. This is a fantastic story, and I have that chance encounter where you become instantly attracted to somebody and things happen. You know, things that you didn't plan to happen happen. And, you know, I liked how he talked about how they were dressed and the scent she wore and how he was dressed and the scent he wore. And then they start talking and they realize with that instant attraction of giggling that that spark was there and something was going to happen. You know, they had just gotten out of school, so they're all, you know, adults. But even if you're not experienced and you start going and kissing all over the body parts, eventually you learn where they go. With no problem.
I thought you were a virgin there.
So it was a delicious poem and very well written. And they probably never met again. But I'm sure if he goes to the strange station, he'll look for her. So,
yeah, her absolutely. Thank you, Lee. Great comment. And Frank, what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't know what else can say. The poem itself was just remarkable. I've been on these type of voyages before. I mean, not intimately, but I've been on trains. And it's remarkable that, you know, it's central to just imagine that. It's very, very much central to have the concept of making love with someone, you know, on a train. But what I found amiss a bit, maybe it was just his writing there. I couldn't believe that he actually writes there about the agent offering a sleeping car gratis, free, which I've never heard before in all my travels. But if that actually happened, well, he's one lucky man there. I thought it was just wonderful wordplay, wonderful foreplay, seductive poem. And this Gabriela that he mentioned was just very sexy, very sexy. So I thought it was a fantastic poem.
Great comment. Thank you, Frank. Okay, Naomi.
Let me get
on
train again.
Yeah.
Okay, this is by Crestor Sitt. Lustrous Solstice. Come on, sexy Santa. I've wrapped myself so tight, drizzled, gilded drips of poem on my neck and naked thighs, soaked firm limbs in body milk, and dressed slim curves and ribbons, glitter sprinkled on my breast, decollete, cupped in scarlet scallops, buttocks bounce beneath lace flounce, jet black stockings shine so bright, lighting up the gartered pathway to my jingle jangled jewels. Oh, hurry, steamy Santa, with your long, white, curly beard. I'm your perfumed papillote, primped and preened for mincing prances, pouting glacé cherry lips in pirouetting poinsettia to peel the lustrous satin tangle me in tinsel tingles and warm me with your whiskey, fast flambé, my figgy puddings. Let's steam this solstice celebration. And Santa dear, so sultry, do please be my Christmas cracker to softly stroke as midnight strikes till we both fly like your reindeer. End poem.
Well, beautiful read, Naomi. And I like the poem, you know, it's, you know, oh, come on, Santa. I've wrapped myself so tight, drizzled, gilded drips of plenty on my neck and naked thighs, soaked firm limbs in body milk and dressed in slim curves and ribbons. Wow. This poem is so descriptive and engaging. You know, it really is passionate and erotic. Do please be my Christmas cracker to softly stroke as midnight strikes till we both fly like your reindeer. Beautiful job, Cress, and an excellent read, Naomi. I loved it. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is a wonderful sensual rite. A beautiful imagery throughout. I really like, oh, hurry, steamy Santa, with your long white curly beard, and the imagery of buttocks bounce beneath lace flounce, jet black stockings shine so bright. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Lee, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, this Naomi did a beautiful read of her poem, and she has so much sensual, delicious imagery in here. But, you know, what I liked was, so peel the lustrous satin, tangle me in tinsel tingles, and warm me with your whiskey. Fast flambé, my figgy pudding. And right there I thought, who does not want their delicious, succulent figgy pudding not eaten?
Beautiful comment.
Hello?
Beautiful comment.
He didn't get it. Thank you, Greg.
No. You forgot. I mean, I was going to say something, but I was waiting for you to comment there, so. Well, you know, this whole poem is very elegant. It's completely opposite of mine. She has a way of writing that's very exquisite. The metaphors are very exquisite, you know. The one thing that stuck out to me was the papillon, which is something I know what it is. I've never tasted. There is something similar in Spain to this type of treat here of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a very sensual, very, very nice written poem where she just, each and every line was just, there's alliteration as well, each and every line just fit in with the prompt itself, you know, just very, there's a lot of sentience in here as well, you know, you get the cherry lips, You get into the scarlet scallops, the breasts, which I've no objection there, the black stockings. I mean, she's just very detailed on this poem. And the thing I like, beyond that, I like the lines, my neck and naked thigh soaked firm with limbs in body milk. Any type of body milk is a go-getter with me. So she titillated me with that there. So it was a great poem. And now I'm going to be looking for that milk afterwards tonight.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank. Great comment. And Naomi, what did you think of the poem that you read?
You know, every time I read Crestor's it, I'm always, you know, blown away. You know, not only does she have the most amazing metaphors, she has, you know, like the most amazing alliteration too, especially, you know, with the I'm your perfumed tapioc, primed and preened for mincing prances, pouting glassy cherry lips and pirouetting poinsettia. You know, there's the P sound there, but all through, you know, just such beautiful use of the French language too that comes through in her poetry, which I just find so delightful. And such a talented writer she is. And this is amazing piece all through. So wow, I'm just blown away.
I agree. Thank you. And okay, so I've got the next poem up. If you wouldn't mind, please, Pam, I'll repost it.
All right. I would be happy to. All right. It says, Santa's Hard Day by Burnside, and it goes like this. Santa got caught one day skipping over the cookies and milk. Mommy came down in her lingerie to find if something was amiss. Santa, observing like a good man should, was aroused by her figure so fine, as straight as arrow his North Pole stood, enabling his chimney climb.
Oh, no.
I liked it. You did a beautiful thing, you know, last night. You know, you see all this as we read through it. Santa got caught one day skipping over the cookies and milk. Mommy came down in her lingerie to see if something was amiss. Santa, observing like a good man should, was aroused by her figure so fine, as straight as an arrow, as the North Pole stood, enabling his chimney climb. It's an excellent writing. Fantastic humor and sensuality combined makes a powerful thing. So excellent write and excellent read, Pam. Naomi, what did you think?
Oh yeah, this is so clever and so hilarious. Oh my gracious. Oh boy, who is this Burnside? Oh my gracious, I don't remember ever reading him, but you know, I'm gonna have him on my brevity show for sure. Oh, this is amazing! I just loved it.
Absolutely, thank you, Naomi, and Louie. What did you think?
It was short, simple, and pointed. I mean, what can you say? It's a good thing Santa has baggy pants.
Yeah. Frank, what did you think?
Well, it's a good thing that he was erect, at least. I mean, on his toes now, erect on his toes. His poem was just hilarious. I mean, I could just imagine that, you know, being a Santa Claus, and you're coming down the north, the chimney, and you find yourself seeing this, and sometimes you're never prepared. So it's always, they say, it's always good to prepare yourself and dress warm, particularly if you're going to be a Santa Claus.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You never know
what
cool breeze you get under.
Yeah. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this was definitely a fun read. You know, it was a great brevity all the way through, but it was the humor in those ending lines that really got to me. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Absolutely. That was great. Okay, so I've got the next poem, and it's by Eric Benson, and he has a SoundCloud.
Santa's 12th cousin, thrice removed. Italian chef Luigi arrived in his study baker. Butcher, baker, green maker, stood all steamed up from burning asphalt. Demure smile extracted immediate pardon. Shoot Casanova cook towards the shower. 5 minutes, mate, then you're on the spot. Santa's 12th cousin, thrice removed, glowed David Delicious. Pointed spray, pummel, butt pecs, and other paraphernalia. Christy rushed, gushed in, as she always does. A crazy head rush, heedy giggle, jiggled most bells. So sorry I'm late, hun. Darn wedding dress fitter. Penumbras and emulations of scarlet lit up her cheeks like Times Square at New Year. Delightful doe eyes stared. Kissable red lips opened. Naughty, nasty giggle gushed towards a wedding menu coordinator. Luigi, demure and doleful, stood smitten with frying pan in hand. Santa's 12th cousin, thrice removed from the infamous Casanova lineage, unfroze as he sends Christie's pleased assessment. Discussing wedding menus can be such a drag. Titillate taste buds the way to any bride's heart. Roasted chestnuts, gotcha run, hun. Luigi just started prep. Should he change into something? Christie's vivacious giggle growl shooed me towards the door. Make sure you get Ronan Keating signed up for my wedding, hun. Beauty-eyed Amber Braun, as she slipped Grace Jones into the CD player. Luigi, born in Naples, clenched his cotton-clad buns as slave to the rhythm began. Lot bright, Christy Flint sparked conversation. You're my Bradley Cooper burnt wedding menu man. Italian stallion lit up like the Times Square Christmas tree. I make you Sophia Loren's Dolce, okay? A sip of cold Chablis before response. You cook for Sophia Loren. Unfazed, nonchalant shrug from broad shoulders. Sisi, Bella, Sophia. She liked my nipples of Venus speciality. Beatitudes, beauty, and brains assessed her Casanova wedding menu cook. Mind thought, get to pull up to my bumper grace, elegant mouth voice, and cassata wedding cake, Signor Luigi. His response evoked the loudest Julia Roberts laughter ever. You know, mangari, pregari, amari, see? Bet your cute buns. I've prayed, found my love, and want to eat the best food ever. Eat, pray, love is exactly why I want authentic Italian wedding food. End quote.
Well, fantastic read. And I really like to write, you know, it's descriptive and it's engaging, you know, as it goes through the storyline. And, you know, that's one steamy kitchen scene that yeah, absolutely. You know, you can feel the temperature rising in that room. And I liked it a lot. It was well written and an excellent read as well. Naomi, what did you think?
There's nothing sexier than the man cooking, especially if he looks like that. Oh, my gracious. And I'll take an Italian guy any day, especially if he reads me poetry. It makes me laugh. Mm. And, yeah, this is really amazing. I love the reference to Eat, Pray, Love. You know, the movie, which that was an amazing movie that I really liked in the last line. Just amazing, right? Like Eric can do them. So fun and so captivating, so well written. Such a great imagination and such a great intelligence in his writing. So bravo, Eric, on this write. So well done.
Thank you, Naomi. And Pam, what did you think?
This is fun and it's clever. I love the imagery in it. And even the title, Santa's 12th Cousin Thrice Removed, really gave me a smile. You know, wonderful cultural references, a great scene of flirtation. Delightful doe-eyed stare, kissable red lips, open, naughty, nasty giggle gushed towards her wedding menu coordinator. Luigi, demure and doleful, stood smitten with frying pan in hand. Great lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. All I'm thinking about is hot buns and chestnuts. And what I loved his storytelling throughout. It was clever and fun, like everybody said. I liked where she asked, "You cook for Sophia Loren?" And Faye's nonchalant shrug from his broad shoulders. "Sì, bella Sophia. So she like my nipple of Venus." And I never knew what a nipple of Venus was until I watched Amadeus. But in Europe, I used to walk to the bakery and buy these things that were something like that. They were called mountain peaks. And, yes, they did look like boobs. And, yes, I ate it delightfully. Delicious. And they had the liqueur in them. And it just makes your mouth water. So this whole time he's talking about this cook. Oh, yeah, I was thinking about the same thoughts as Naomi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great comment. Thank you, Lee. And I just Googled nipple of Venus, and they are Roman chestnuts and brandied sugar. They're actually chestnut and brandy-infused chocolate truffles covered in white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, sounds delicious. They look fabulous as well.
actually, Spain, chestnuts are, roasted chestnuts are a thing that most people do during burn season, you know. So you can Google that and you'll see the difference between the chestnuts in Spain compared to those, I'm assuming, in Italy. I thought the poem was very witty, of course. I thought it touched every element of what sensuality is. You think about the form itself. I'm not going to get into the buns in the chocolates like Blue, but what I can understand. He did a fantastic job here of bringing in the storyline here with intertwining different aspects to it. You know, I like the, I would think the thing that, the Sophia Loren, the thing that I like the most there, I mean, I used to like Sophia Loren back in the days when I was young, and growing up, and it made me think about Sophia Loren. So he brought some images there as well. Well, he had a fantastic film for this film. And I like Italian food as well, especially when a beautiful Italian woman cooks there.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, so beautiful job, Eric. Thank you. Okay, Lou, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay. Let me refresh because it's not showing up. Okay, by Shelley Abey?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Under the Mistletoe by Shelley Abey. Kiss me under the mistletoe. Each day, real magic that you show. Kiss me under the snowflakes too. My advent calendar is you. Kiss me under the mistletoe, the place I let only you go. Kiss me under the twinkling lights. Light my fire on these cold nights. Kiss me under the mistletoe, deep in my eyes to see them glow. Kiss me under the holly wreath, the precious moments you bequeath. Kiss me for joy and festive cheer, a symbol of love for New Year. As the jingle and clock bell chime, let me know that you are all mine. End poem.
Beautiful read. And I like the poem, you know, kiss me under the mistletoe, each day real magic that you show. Kiss me under the snowflake too, my advent calendar is new. I really like the thought of somebody being your advent calendar and getting to, you know, open up each one of those windows as you discover a new gift inside. So just a beautiful poem with fantastic intent. What did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, I love your thought there, Gray, of, you know, being somebody's advent calendar. You know, that was so clever in the poem where you get to unravel each day a new piece of a person, you know, your lover. That would be so cool. This is just so well written, you know, beautiful rhythm and rhyme. It's such a light, sensual, but tender and loving poem. Lovely sentiments all through. Bravo.
Thank you, Naomi. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like how this was both sensual and romantic. It's a wonderful write about wanting to be warmed up by kisses on a cold winter night. And also the end lines were really great. As the jingle and clock bells chime, let me know that you are all mine. Beautifully written and very well done.
Excellent comment. Thank you. And Lou, what are your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was a beautiful poem. It reminded me of reading like a beautiful Hallmark card that you send to your lover. And, you know, the advent calendar where you just gaze down. And, you know, some of them have chocolates and things in them. And, you know, that desire that you desire that person so much that, for me, every calendar year, you want to kiss them under the mistletoe, and I thought this was beautiful, under the twinkling light. And, you know, to be with that person, and then for them to look deep into your eyes to see how much you love them, that glow that comes out. And I just thought this was gorgeous.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Lou. Thank you. And Frank.
I thought the poem was very romantic in itself. You know, it captured the essence of what lovers should be, you know, when they connect, you know, the intimacy there, you know, using the back rub or the mistletoe once more And what you said about calendar, I do agree. I think that calendars are, you know, during wintry season are beautiful sceneries. And I can just imagine what this inspiration was taken from as well. And I like the notion that let me know that you are all mine. You know, this is a type of relationship or type of love aspired that most of us would love to have the whole year, let alone during Christmas. But it was a fantastic poem.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Frank. And Pam, did I miss you?
You're welcome.
Did you?
She's in the corner there.
That's a good question. No,
oh,
I didn't comment before.
You did comment before?
Oh, no. I'm lost at this point.
I did think she made a comment.
I did, yes.
I think she did.
Yes, I did.
I did. I believe you did.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, I've got your next poem up, Naomi, and this is
Santa baby. Oh, Santa baby, you're sure looking fine, like a merrily fun time. So sweet and succulent, so candy cane divine. Slide down my chimney, nuts, hot red, sexy suit. Come on, come on now, come tickle my sweet tooth. Oh yes, Santa baby, sweep me off my feet. Way under the mistletoe, I'll kiss you wild while you undo each and every my ribbons and bows. Come pour an eggnog all over me and slowly lick up every drop till lights flicker brighter and higher and I'm with you upon every rooftop. Come on, Santa baby, I'll be a very good girl sitting upon your lap. You won't need no reindeers to soar high. Oh, I promise you that. Just come to me and I'll show you how many times more than twice. Oh, darling, just how much naughty can feel so Christmassy. Nice. Oh, now, hon, come on over, and you'll see the delicious treat under the tree waiting. Cookies with milk, plus a very unwrapped me. Come on, come on now. Oh, don't make me wait. Santa baby, slip and slide right into my old so fiery, wet chimney tonight.
Well, that was very sensual and steamy. You know, you could feel the heat rising off of this one. And what a way to end the show with such a talented write and read. Just a beautiful job, Naomi. Very sensual, seductive, and erotic throughout. So beautiful job. Pam, what did you
think? Thank you, Greg.
Absolutely.
Oh, I really enjoyed the way you sang this. It was such a wonderful bluesy style voice. It was a wonderful parody. You know, it was fun. It was sexy. You know, oh, yes, Santa baby, please sweep me off my feet way under the mistletoe. Oh, now, hun, come on over and you'll see the delicious treat under the tree waiting, cookies with milk, plus a very unwrapped me. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. And Liu.
I couldn't help but laugh when I was hearing her read with these images. Not that the poem was funny, but there is something about sensuality when you can make somebody giggle, how sexy that is. And I giggled with so many of these images because they were delicious and sweet. I'm like, I love it where you read, come pour eggnog all over me and slowly lick up every drop. Oh, and then you're ending. Oh, my.
Okay.
You know, we're... Come on. Come on now. Oh, don't make me wait. Got the baby slip and slide right into my, oh, so fiery wet chimney tonight. Oh.
That was hot, girl. That was really hot.
Thank you, Liu.
Great comment, Liu. Thank you. And Frank?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to be getting with this poem here. You have me go in there with the whole visual in this poem here. I felt bad. I didn't know if I had been bad for poor Santa or was it just my imagination there? Was he really, really that into? I thought the poem was exotic. It was erotic. It was sensual. And I wonder, you got me the cookies there, so that was a brownie point there, but I'm wondering there, Naomi, if your chimney is still wet tonight. I guess that's a no then.
Wonderful comment.
Naughty
right,
girls never tell, Francis.
Yeah.
It depends on the Santa Claus, you know. It depends on the Santa there.
Yeah. great job, Naomi. Excellent write, excellent read. And would you like to say anything about your poem, Naomi?
Yeah. Let's hear what you got to say, Naomi.
What inspired you for this story?
You know, to answer your question there, Frank, I guess it depends how well he licks off that eggnog.
It depends how much eggnog, you know, you is there to lick off there.
Yeah, this was just a fun ride. I remember this was last year. Yeah, that was for the contest, the Phil's contest last year. So it is a fun ride.
Absolutely. Beautiful job, Naomi. Thank you. Okay. Would you like to sing about any upcoming shows you have, Naomi?
Well, I have one, The Art of Seduction for next Wednesday, which is for New Year's. So Sexy New Year. There's a few spots left, I think. So if you want to drop a write in, or anybody could drop a write in on the board for that one. And that's about it for me.
I read that already.
Thank you, Frank. Looking forward to it.
There you go.
And Pam, would you like to quickly say anything about any shows coming up?
Yes. 30 minutes from now, you can join us for Headliners Ball with Jeremy F., and we'll be headlining the poetry of Sandy G. and Barta Gale. And for Sunday's Christmas show, Intimidus Rex is running a contest, and he needs rights for that. So check that out and be inspired.
Any candy cakes there, Phil? Pam?
And Liu, would you like to say about any upcoming shows?
On Monday, we will still be doing front page picks because now we're out of Monday and next week. So I will be finishing up the front page pick from December and starting on January. So please add any front page picks that you have. And I also will be running a contest for Wolf spirit. You know, sadly, he passed away. I talked to Phil about it, so we will be running a tribute. I talked to Wynn, and I told her that we will be doing this after the holidays.
Okay, great. Well, thank you guys for calling in tonight and sharing your hearts, your minds, your voices, and most especially your time. Much love, everybody. Share a smile.
Good night, everybody. Love you guys.
Good night.
Love
we went
guys.
Out for eggnog tonight over at Naomi's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eggnog.
Coming down the chimney there, Naomi.
All right. Well, good night, everybody. Much love.